This is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, October 26th. And we're discussing the definition of Bhava Bhakti. And this Jiva Goswami has broken down the verse which Rupa Goswami defined Bhava Bhakti into different sections. And so we just wrote a little review, which we'll read. This is from the first division, third wave. Chapter 1, verse 1. Let's read the verse. It's such a beautiful verse. We should actually memorize this verse. It's because we're in sadhana bhakti. What is sadhana bhakti? What is vaidhi sadhana? There's a definition. What is raganuga? This is bhava. Shuddha sattva visheshatma premasrayamshu samyabhak ruchi vish chitta masrinya kridaso bhava uchite. Bhava Bhakti is a combination of Sri Krishna's Samvit, or knowledge potency, and Ladini Shakti. In other words, the potency of full knowledge, complete awareness, mixes with the potency of divine love and ecstatic joy. To know everything and to feel good. That's a nice position to be in. To know everything and to feel really good. This is a very satisfying platform to be on. No doubts, no confusion. You know everything. And you feel good. Bhava Bhakti descends into the heart of the sadhaka when he advances through the stages of Shraddha, in other words, faith, associating with sadhus, getting initiated, practicing devotion, becoming steady, nishta, getting some attraction and attachment and taste, ruchi, then getting attached to Krishna, the person, the form and his pastimes in a very intimate, personal way, as sakti, and finally bhava. When we arrive at the stage of bhava, which is the threshold of Krishna prema, pure love of God, when Bhava Bhakti descends from the eternal associates of the Lord, it unites with the devotee. In other words, the mind of the sadhaka becomes like the mind of Krishna's eternal associates. The mind of Rupa Goswami, the mind of Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, the mind of Lita, the mind of Radharani to some extent, that unites with the mind of the sadhaka, because now the mind is sufficiently purified, pacified, and has sufficient attachment and rag, and is a field, the mind has now become a proper field from which the eternal associates of the Lord can pour their mercy and pour their love into our heart. Because after bhava comes prema. Bhava brings about three actions. There's three actions which, when bhava enters the heart, it brings about three actions. Chitta vritti, anukleena krishnanushilanam, and ruchibish. Because this verse mentions ruchibish chitta masrinya krid, which masrinya means softens the chitta, the consciousness, the heart, with taste. So let's go again. The first one is chitta vritti. Bhava bhakti causes mental transformations. The devotee's mentality changes and it causes a variety of mental conditions. Two, bhava bhakti creates a favorable attitude towards Krishna, very favorable intentions. And three, Bhava Bhakti softens the heart and mind and fills the heart and mind with three spiritual desires. Desire or ruchi. Ruchi means taste. I think that's in Hindi also, isn't it? Ruchi. Ruchi means taste. So desire, ruchi, means intense craving or thirst. Intense craving or thirst or desire to meet Krishna. And desire to serve Krishna favorably and attain Krishna's friendship. When the heart softens, one develops special taste in a... When the heart softens, what's the proof that our heart has been softened by the contact with Bhava Bhakti? The proof is that one develops a special ruchi or taste and attraction for the beauty, qualities, and pastimes of Sri Krishna and his associates. There's three effects. These are the three actions that, or changes that it brings. Now, three effects of bhava. It makes the happiness of liberation appear insignificant. It brings the appearance of Sri Krishna and produces ecstatic bliss. Now, the final point, how do we attain the platform of bhava bhakti? Only by the mercy of Krishna and his devotees. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way.